Just dried apple.
This is one I have in for some of these German settlements. I want to know if they call them apple snits or snits. Mm-hmm. I haven't found it yet. The word has just disappeared. Mm-hmm. Well, if I suggest it, they'll remember that their grandfather said it.
Mm-hmm. No, I never even heard it called that.
And potatoes, types of potatoes.
Irish potatoes and sweet potatoes.
Uh-huh. And that legume, I guess it is, has a shell on it, grows
peanuts.
Under the...
Mm-hmm.
You call these anything else?
We don't call them goobers, but some people do.
I've gotten Gerber for that, too.
Oh,
well. We're raising Gerbers.
Little boys around here will call them goobers.
How about nuts around here?
Pecans.
Any others?
Pecans are the most common.
How about those that...
Acorns.
Well, these are big round things like that, with a green thing on the outside, and then inside that there's a hard part that you crack.
Are you thinking about walnuts?
Mm-hmm. What do you call the green outer part? There we go again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the hard part that you crack with a hammer.
The shell?
Uh-huh. And inside that is the...
Nut meat.
Is that ever called a goodie?
Mm-hmm.
Is that common?
Any, any nut meat's called a goodie.
Mm-hmm. Is goodie used for other things?
For candy, anything pleasant to the taste.
Uh-huh. Let's see, the, should we go back to that outer cover of the nut? The green part that you rub off with your hands and then where those brown mittens all fall?
We don't have enough, there are not enough.
There just
are
walnuts around here,
too.
What is it? You tell us.
I don't know. I've heard it called a husk and a shell and a hull. The shell usually, to me, means the hard part.
Mm-hmm. I just don't know.
Mm-hmm. Citrus fruits, grapefruit and...
Oranges and lemons and limes and kumquats.
Mm-hmm. If you've had a dozen oranges and someone eats the 12th one and someone asks for one, you'd say, I'm sorry, but there...
Aren't any left.
That means they're...
All gone.
If you raised vegetables, where would you raise them?
In a garden.
Flower garden?
Or? No, vegetable garden.
And what would you raise, quite likely?
Black-eyed peas around here, and okra,
uh-huh.
And probably corn,
uh-huh.
And tomatoes,
uh-huh.
And potatoes,
uh-huh.
And then it just depends. You probably have some peppers and some onions.
Uh-huh. Those onions that you can eat tops and all, or?
Those are fresh onions.
Fresh onions.
Mm-hmm. And cucumbers.
Uh-huh. How about those little red things that come up very quickly?
The radishes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. White radishes.
Balls of fire.
Red. And carrots.
Mm-hmm. How about beans? What kind of beans?
Green beans.
Green beans?
Mm-hmm.
These are the ones that you break up and
snap.
Cook. How about these large yellow ones? Oh, they get about
butter beans.
Uh-huh. Now, how do you serve these?
You shell them.
Mm-hmm. And that means you take them out of the...
pod.
Uh-huh. How about these little spotted beans?
Pintos.
Uh-huh. Oh, we're moving with the speed of light.
Mm-hmm.
And when a girl gets to be 18 and marries and leaves home, you say now she's...
on her own.
Yeah. She's no longer a child. She's...
grown and matured.
And it seems to me that she, well, let's see. If you see a child 1 year, let's say he's 4 feet tall, and you see him the next year and he's 4'9", you say, my goodness,
grown.
How you have, you mentioned corn. Would this be corn that you cut off the cob, or?
Well, of course, everybody likes roasting ears or corn on the cob.
Uh-huh.
When it's in season.
It's the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. What do you call the outer covering on an ear of corn?
The shuck.
And the hairy stuff that sticks out of
there? The hairs.